Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway.
The runway.
Shake up. witch doctor.
The Icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan. In person. The Icon, James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th. 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Driver, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Stem, 2 trophies, One cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2. Open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies. One cash award of $500. Runway as a house. 1 trophy. 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy. 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies. 1 cash award of $100. Female figure. Runway. Female figure. 3 trophies. 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance. 3 trophies. 1 cash award of $150. Female figure space. 3 trophies. 1 cash award of $150. Big girl triple threat. 1 trophy. 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist. 2 trophies. 1 cash award. $100 each per trophy. Plus a $10 pop. Book queen European runway. 3 trophies. 1 cash award of $300. Book queen realist with a twist. 1 trophy. 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Space, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Plug Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
And then, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
What you
Oh, excuse me.
And then, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real!
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary, Kelly Mizrahi.
Boys and queens, we are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Tonight's show is all about the Carolina, the 3rd Annual Carolina Awards Ball that's going down this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm definitely going to be in the motherfucking building. It's a lot of cash that's going to be given out, a lot of fun that's going to be happening, and it's going to be a lot of sexy bitch queens in the motherfucking building. But let's not waste no time. Please give it up for Marcus Escada. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? Tim
Chanel. How you doing?
Not much. All the promoters, the hosts of the event, should be on the line. So if everybody can press 1, so we can kind of do this together. And so we'll make sure that we go through everything.
Yes, if you're a promoter for the North Carolina Awards Board, please press 1 at this time so y'all can all do this together and get it out there so everybody can be on the same page. So there will be no shenanigans in North Carolina this weekend when I start begging the girls, baby. I want everybody to give me 1 exclusive thing that they're looking for as a hold, honey. So all the rest of the promoters, please feel free to press 1. We're here. We're waiting, honey. How you doing? Yes, I enjoyed my service. I enjoyed my services last night, honey. I really did, honey. I did, honey. I had a blast, honey. I think I'm about to get some services tonight, honey. How you doing? Yes, I can't wait until Monday. I cannot wait until Monday. And to after the North Carolina Awards Board is over, so we can talk about the North Carolina Awards Board. And I can't wait for my special guest to come on the show, honey, and tell me who my girl 15 is, honey. Because I see 15 talking about it in the chat room, honey. I want to know who 15 is, honey. Or maybe they'll give me a sneak preview, honey. They'll give me a sneak preview at the North Carolina Awards Board, honey, and point Miss 15 out to me, and she's in the velvet.
No, true. That's what's up. Well, that's
yes.
What's up. Well, we definitely.
Where's the rest of these promoters? They're not. None of them not pressing 1. I don't see no Carolina numbers up here.
I'm gonna text them. While I'm doing that, we definitely want to thank everybody. The response that we're receiving about the ball again is definitely overwhelming, and you know we're definitely excited about what will take place on Saturday. We do appreciate everybody's feedback and getting back with us. Just a quick note, if your house has not gotten a table, we are in the low single digits in tables left. We are seating in the order in which you pay. So if you plan on getting a table and, you know, plan on thinking you're going to be able to get it at the ball, that's probably not going to be able to happen. So please contact Robert Allure or Jerry Chanel so you can get the table taken care of. You know, they're $200, but they would definitely be worth $200. That is one thing that we all agreed that we were not taking a read on. So when you see the table and you see what's on it, you would definitely be excited, and, you know, you'll agree that it was worth the price that it was, you know, where it was at.
Okay, 980253. Is this Tim Chanel?
It's Tim Chanel.
Okay, hold on. I got another number. Hold on. 336989. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Chicken Ebony. What's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Are you a part of this committee?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Is that everybody, Marcus?
Econ is on a call, but he'll be coming in shortly, and then Robert is on his way in as well. You know, we can go ahead and kind of go from there, and then, you know, they can call in. If anybody has any questions, please.
I'm in Grand real bad. I'll be home in like 20 minutes. I'm listening to the show, so Kelly, can you put my hand down so I get home and then keep me back in?
Okay, and who's that talking to me?
This is Chicken.
Okay, that's Chicken. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay,
Chicken's back on hold. Okay, well, go ahead. The floor is yours, honey. The floor is yours.
So as we were saying, we were talking about the tables or whatever. We definitely, you know, for those who want to reach out, the second big thing for everybody that's listening that's planning on coming to your ball, that your house is coming to the ball, especially people walking grand prize, mini grands for the cash, the ball will start on time, hands down, no exceptions, no way possible. It doesn't matter who's there. We're starting. We have our money. We're starting the ball with or without you. The doors open at 3. The awards will begin at 5. Last year we gave awards out to an empty building and started LSS, and we'll do the same thing this year if we have to. The first category, you know, LSS will start by 5:45 by 6. We plan on having the first category by 6:45. So, you know, keep in mind, though, you know, there's always pretty much been a line. We'll have, you know, our security working to check your bags and go through everything, you know, as quickly as possible. But please put, you know, be prepared to be there on time and be able to make your category. The order categories are posted on Walk For Me Wednesdays and Facebook on the, you know, the event page. You know, we will follow that to the T. We do, you know, in the event that we're pressed for time for, you know, unlikely event that we're pressed for time for whatever reason, we do reserve the right to move up the cash categories. But, you know, we definitely want to make sure everybody gets their money. But if everyone shows up on time, we're starting on time, everyone basically should be able to compete and, you know, win all the $5,000 that we're giving away. We definitely want to give it away, you know, in this one night without having to go out to another event and do it. So this is a night for you to be able to take advantage of that. Tim?
Basically, you summed it up real good. Make sure you're there on time. If you are looking for an award, we will give them out at 5 to an empty building. If you're not there, we will have them located on your table.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, no one goes to Offer Me Wednesdays. When we go through the categories, we're going to go through the order in which it is, the order categories. So, you know, you'll just let everybody know. The big thing is Vogue Femme starts at 8 o'clock on the dot. The way this is working is at 8 o'clock, we're calling the category. It will be counted down. It'll be, the category will be closed. Those in the line at that point at 8 o'clock will be the only ones walking, no exceptions. That's it. We're going straight to that category then. There's no, I'm walking in the building, I'm getting dressed, 8 o'clock. So if you know the ball starting at, if we're telling the first category starting by 6:45, you know, and you're at 8 o'clock, you don't want to be in the line at 7:30 because you still got to get dressed and do all that other thing. So you want to be there when we start. We're definitely encouraging you to do that.
Okay. The first, so
to kind of go through the categories to kind of give everybody a brief explanation of them, you know, we're probably as concise as possible. We're going to let everybody know what we're looking for, real simple.
The categories pretty much are very self-explanatory. We try to write them to where there's not much interpretation in it
and try to use words like OVA and things like that to where, you know, you're getting chopped on a technicality. But what we do ask for is very, it, you know, it's printed, and we will follow the flyer to the T. There'll be no, you know, there'll be judges' discretion, but essentially if we have a rule there, if the rule's not met, we don't care what the judges say, you're eliminated. So just make sure you follow the rules. It's written to where no one will have an advantage over anybody. The first category tonight we're starting with is Virgin.
So, Marcus, hold on. 910-818, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Econ.
Oh, everybody, Econ. Hello.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
We were just about to, you want to go ahead and give a little, you know, your spiel? We kind of thank everybody.
Did you want to go ahead and say something like, you know, we talked about, you know, the importance of being on time and stuff like that, if you want to kind of
go from there.
Oh, no, go ahead. Just, I mean, just like we just know the show, I just want to take the time to thank everybody for allowing us to come on to for this segment of the show to let everybody know about the third annual Carolina Awards Ball. But, no, we can go ahead and start.
Baby, okay. You ain't got to thank somebody for allowing you to come on, baby. Y'all paid for this time. What the fuck?
Okay.
You know, we have a good Southern hospitality, so you know how we do.
True.
One other thing before we go into categories, please let your house members know that the two things. The first thing is about productions. Productions, introductions, skits, you know, any of that, that's not allowed. We're not allowing that. You cannot get the DJ a CD. You cannot ask the DJ to play a certain song. We have Devon Allure, you know, the best of the best DJing for us. You know, essentially what he plays is what you're coming out to. So that's what we need you to, you know, plan and be prepared for. He's not playing a CD. It kind of puts an added burden on him as well as it kind of presses us for time. We'll talk more about that in the grand prize and, you know, how to deal with that in regards to grand prize late, you know, when we get the grand prize. But as a general rule, there are no productions allowed. Also, there's on the flyer, on the printed flyer and on Walk For Me Wednesdays, it talks about glitter, spray paint, body paint. We'll let Econ kind of explain, you know, what we meant by that because we've been getting a lot of questions about, you know, the use of glitter, spray paint, and body paint.
All right, so essentially, a lot of calls have come in asking about the glitter spray paint. You guys, everybody can, they can you know, use spray paint, glitter it, and all this stuff before they come into the ball. On your face, on your body, whatever, but you cannot come in the ball with it. The security will be checking. If they find it, you know, they will take it out and you will not be able to bring it in. And if for some reason someone sneaks in with it and you get caught with it, you will be asked to leave. So it's very simple. We're asking everybody to, you know, respect the rules of engagement. And, you know, we've dealt with problems in the past with people spray painting the walls and the floors, and we had to stay there and clean and still get charged damage fees and things of that nature. So we're just asking everybody to please adhere to those rules and leave all that stuff at home or to take care of that before you come to the ball.
Cool. All right. All right. So with that in mind, the first category of the night is Virgin Runway.
Excuse me. Yeah, Virgin Runway. The category basically asks for your face to be concealed. That's your face, not your whole body. Basically with an over mask, per se.
That over mask, you know, as long as it's concealing your face and it, you know, has some type of look to it, you should be fine.
When we look at your face with your mask on, we should not be able to tell who you are. So if you're using something with mesh or something like that, you may want to do something else with it to conceal your face because, again, we don't want to be able to know who you are. If we can look at your face and tell who you are, it's a problem and it's a chop.
Okay, so if I know who they are, I can chop them. That's what you're telling me.
If you can look at their face and tell them, not if you're looking at their walk or if you're looking at their nose or if you see a tattoo on their leg or something, but, yeah, if you look at their face and see who they are in their face, it's a chop. They're not concealed.
Okay.
Okay. The next category is Virgin Performance, and it's calling for you in all black. All black to us in the Carolinas means everything, including your shoes. So all black, no white, no, you know, no other color.
And another question
black.
I have, when y'all say red or black from head to toe, that means everything from head to toe.
Which category are you referring to?
I'm talking about categories and period because I see a bunch of categories says from head to toe. So, Realness with a Twist, it has different colors from head to toe. So that's from head to toe.
When it says head to toe, we mean all colors. I mean, we're not basically like the best dressed head to toe where you have to have a hat on, but if you do have something on your head, it needs to be in that color. It needs to be fully that color. No other colors are accepted. So, you know, head to toe gold means we mean if you have on a hat, gold. If you don't have on a hat, you're fine. Your shoes need to be gold too. So you need to spray paint, do whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Before you come to the ball.
Right. Before you come to the ball. So that's that. Butch face. That one is just a classic all-American boy look. You know, when you think all-American, you know, I mean, not all-American, like a boyish look, you know, jeans, T-shirt, you know, that type of thing. Abercrombie, that Gap, that kind of look. That's what we're looking for. You know, those are the first three categories. You know what they give. So, again, we're starting on time. So, you know what that gives. Best dress. Best dress is for two trophies. It's calling for a look. That you're at the premiere, you're at the Oscars. No homemade garments are allowed. You know, we have a designer's delight category, so make sure that you're, you know, prepared for the Oscars. Again, it's not the Source Awards, the Vibe Awards, anything like that. So just keep in mind it's Oscars and it's best dress. Tim, the next one is Female Figure Runway. You want to explain that?
Female Figure Runway. Whether it be your Heidi, Giselle, Carolina, Chanel, Eva, or Tyra, bring us a sickening female runway elude. We want to see you in swimwear tonight. Let's see a lady and her legs. Thanks, Victoria's Secret. Wings, you know, of course, are a plus, but they're not a must. So you just must come in, you know, a swimsuit.
Okay.
All the female figure categories are split up by gender, and then if cash is associated with it, they have to battle for the cash. So, you know, everyone will win their individual trophy. The next category is Realness with a Twist Part 1. I want to explain this part really well so everybody understand. Realness with a Twist Part 1 is split up based on your ballroom status. That you'll bring those colors for the performance part. For the realness part, you're allowed to wear anything. It's just an open realness category. You must get your tens in Realness with a Twist Part 1. It is very early in the ball. We will have a way to identify that you got your tens. So once you get your tens, you will be given something. You must bring that back with you when you twist. If you don't have it, it doesn't matter. It's a, you know, you're not twisting.
We waste so much time arguing on who got their tens and not. So we came up with an easy way to deal with that. To prevent people from, you know, not walking the category and still having it. We're not telling people what it is, but essentially, you know, that's our way of doing it. So if you get your tens for Ruinous with a Twist Part 1, you know, make sure you see us to get the little whatever we're giving you to make sure to come back to Twist. You know, it was asked on the last show, if you want Ruinous with a Twist Part 1, like if let's say you missed the first part and you want Schoolboy Ruinous or Executive Ruinous or Third Ruinous, it still doesn't count. Sorry, you have to walk Ruinous with a Twist Part 1. If you're chopped for Ruinous with a Twist Part 1, but you get your 10s or you happen to win Schoolboy or anything, you still can't come back and twist. So that's kind of that part. So the twisters have to be there, you know, on time as well.
The next category is Executive Ruinous. It's calling for a look like you're doing a business.
You're kind of like playing golf with your business associate or, you know, a client. So, you know, come in golf gear, country club look. If you're going to have golf clubs, we're going to ask that, you know, they stay by security. We'll secure them, and then when it's time for you to walk your category, you can. And then after the category, you can go put them up for a security reason. We don't want it to be a weapon or anything. That category is $100. It starts at $100, and every contestant must put up $10 in the pot. The winner takes, you know, the executive winner will take the cash. The next category is Butch Queen Phase. Econ?
You said Butch Queen Phase?
Yeah.
Okay. Butch Queen Phase, one trophy, one cash, if $200.
Says you've been booked for a photo shoot for a calendar looking for the most beautiful exotic boys of the ballroom. The best will be selected for the cover. Bring us a look inspired by any Middle Eastern country. Remember, the best wins the cover and the cash.
Yep. So that's that.
You guys just remember there's a lot of things that you can look. I encourage people that's bringing a Middle Eastern look, if they're Googling it, researching it, you know, just I would suggest you just have a picture with you. Just, you know, it's not saying it, but, you know, just in case a judge try it, you know, that's always a safe thing to do so you can kind of refer to it. You know, Middle Eastern look. The next category is Big Girls Triple Threat. It's for $200. We're looking for
realness. Sorry, let me make sure I get this. Realness, face, and sex appeal.
So it's not, you know, it's not perfect tens. It's a triple threat combination that we decided to make, and it's face, realness, and sex appeal, and any look, any allude, or any effect that basically helps sell all three of those. And that's for $200 for the big girls.
The next category is streetwear. Urban streetwear versus high fashion streetwear.
They're going to battle separate. The high fashion streetwears are bringing looks of Pharrell. The urban streetwear are bringing looks of, or, you know, their inspiration is Russell Simmons. Essentially, they're both going to the Source Awards. What would they bring? What would they look like? You know, the winner of Pharrell will be the winner, and then the winner of Russell Simmons. They won't be battling at the end. So that's that. Pretty simple. Butch Queen of Drag versus Femme Queen Realness is two trophies. It's $100 each per part, and each person has to put up to $10. The drag queens will win their pot, and the femme queens will win their pot.
And that's
the best thing. You've been invited to accompany Kanye West at the Grammys. The paparazzi is definitely trying to capture the picture of you on the red carpet. Will your TV clock or will your realness have you graced the covers of all the gossip magazines? So, you know, essentially looking for a red carpet look.
A Grammy look. So don't come at Vibe Stores. Make sure you're a Grammy look.
Right. Make sure you're done. The next category is female figure face for $150.
Female figure face for beauty can be found within the eyes of the beholder. And tonight we want all the beautiful ladies to sell their card in an evening gown with bone snatched hair. Let's see if your beauty can make the beholders go wild. So again, we're looking for your nice, you know, elegant evening gown with bone snatched hair. And then on the last call, they wanted us to kind of go into detail with bone snatched hair. I'm sure a lot of lovely ladies know what bone snatched hair is, but no short ponytail.
Oh, no. And a lot of them don't know what bone snatched hair is. Really, no, I'm being for real. A lot of these girls do not know what bone snatched hair is.
If you do not understand what a bone snatch is, a bone snatch is not that you just snatch your hair back into a ponytail, mistake, and have it just all over the place. That's not a bone snatch. A bone snatch is a bone snatch, girl, is what I had this weekend in Virginia. Bone snatch, not a hair out of place, but your motherfucking ponytail. All your real hair that's on your head is laying down, snatched to the gods. That's a bone snatch. I don't want to see any hair standing up. Or it's a top.
All
right. Okay, y'all, go ahead.
Cool. And okay, the next category is open to all, old way versus new way. It's for $100 and it's two trophies.
Right. And it says, painted a picture that tells us a memorable story. Hit the floor in all-white face mask, all-black ensemble, and a pair of white gloves. Whether you pop, dip, and spin, or you give us arm control and bend and stretch, give us a one-of-a-kind performance that will make the judges go insane. So essentially asking for the old way and the new way to be in the same effect, just staying true to your element of either old way or the new way. The two will battle, trophy for each, and the cash of $100.
The next category is runway as a house for $200.
Runway as a house for $200. The Carolinas have been deemed as the runway capital of ballroom, so tonight we add this category to see which house will reign supreme. We're asking for three or more complimentary looks with a complimentary team necessary. The battles will take place as a house, so make sure your routine implements a sickening strut and an unbothered attitude, and most above all, shade. So I know sometimes people runway as a house, you know, they'll go out as a house to get their chance, and then they may start battling individually, but you're actually going to be battling as a house. So the three or more of you that are, you know, in the house, you get your chance, you move to the side, you will battle the next house all together. So you want to make sure your routines are on point.
Well, hold on, y'all. We got a caller. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller? Okay, bye. Go ahead, y'all.
Okay. Also, we're runway at the house, you know. And there are no productions allowed, but we also want to make sure that people realize that we're not looking for, like, the Rumble-style introductions that people do. If you do that, that is fine, as, you know, with, you know, the four individual people walking out. What we're looking for is almost like what, you know, all most houses did at the New York City Awards Ball. You come out, and then y'all do something together, some type of, you know, unified routine, something, you know, in synchronization, and then you come back, and your battles need to be done the same way. It's not just, you know, people coming out and then battling individuals, so not really Rumble style. It is, you know, do something together like the performance as a house at the awards ball. And that's
You can't say performance as a house like at the Rumble, at the awards ball, because that was Rumble style. Y'all want runway as a house together in sync together.
Right. I mean, what they did for their tens, right?
Everything together.
Right. Everything together. The next category is grand prize sex iron. We want to kind of give a disclaimer. Everybody who's listening, please get your members that are walking this category, your parents, so they understand exactly what we're looking for. I know it's a lot of discrepancies. We've got to clear them up right now about this category. Sex iron is $1,500, three trophies, cat boys, juniors, and seniors. Okay. The cat boys will battle all the cat boys. You are identified as a cat boy if you walk cat boy, regardless of how long you've been walking. So if you walk cat boy since the day of the inception of the category, you're still a cat boy, and you won't walk senior or junior. If you've been walking 2 days, you're fine. You know, whatever you're going to do, if you're coming out for cat boy, you're fine. If you're a junior and you've been walking less than two years, you are walking junior. If you've been walking the category sex iron, you know, and not a cat boy, more than 2 years, 2 years or more, you have to walk with the seniors. It doesn't matter what you did last week, the week before, you know, what you're of the year for, that doesn't matter. You're walking with the seniors because that's how we wrote the category. Essentially, those who do not comply will be eliminated. You know, so if you've been walking more than 2 years, if it comes up to question, you know, and it's proven that, you know, you've been walking balls longer than 2 years and you walk junior, it's a chop. You know, the night's over for you.
you know, you just wasted your time. You know, we're doing this, you know, because this is how the ballroom scene basically splits up sex iron. It's not based on body. We did research. This is what we've been told by the icons, that the sex iron is decided by tenure and not body size. That's what the category body is for. So essentially, that's how that's working. So please, 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 if you've been walking more than 2 years, walk senior sex iron and don't set yourself up, because, you know, it's going to be no explaining. If your parents told you to do it, you know, parents, if you're listening, just please follow our rule, because we don't want that problem. Category is calling for. Is that clear, Kelly? Does that make this clear?
Yeah, that's it. That's all it's calling for, that's it?
Well, no, it's still calling for something. But, you know, just
okay,
explain that part.
Okay, okay.
That was the part
I was calling for. I need to get the team. I need to be
okay.
Ready.
The category is calling for a look inspired by a zodiac sign of your choice. It does not have to be your zodiac sign. Any zodiac sign is fine, but you have to bring a look inspired by it. As you do your research on zodiac signs, you know, animals are associated with it. You know, signs are different, fire and air and water signs. However you do it, make sure that you are prepared. If the judges ask you, how do you, you know, what does this have to do with your zodiac sign, you'll be able to explain it, because it's $1,500. So make sure that you are prepared and you just don't throw something together. So, you know, it is something behind it. Although it's saying inspired, the judges may ask for how did this inspire you, or how did the zodiac sign inspire you. So be prepared to say that, because they may determine whether you get through or not. That's basically what the category is calling for.
And all y'all sex colleagues that walk this category, you do not have to be all over me to sell sex mistake. Y'all can stand back and sell sex mistake. I don't like all of that. They be all oily and shit all on my gown and shit, bitch. I don't like all of that, honey. It's too much. You know, oily on my dress.
In regards to, like, productions, again, productions aren't allowed. If you are having, this is grand prize of the night for $1,500. If you're having somebody come out with you to fan you or hold, you know, do whatever they're doing, realize that this is almost like a pageant. When they're scoring your production, your talent per se, anything the judges to say is out of place may eliminate you, and you have to realize that. So if you have a femme queen come out, you know, or five butch queens carrying you out on a stretcher, if the judges chop and say those sex irons are wrong or their shoes are dirty or whatever reason they send them, you know, you're going to have to be able to accept what the judges said. So as you plan, you may want to put it more on you than relying on other people or how other people are going to come out in this. Make you the center point. Also remember the glitter, spray paint, and body paint. We know sex irons want to use the glitter, spray paint, and body paint to come out with the effects. You can do it, but you cannot use it inside the venue. So y'all going to be like the femme queens that night, doing it at your hotel or in the car and hiding out. If that's what you're going to do, that's fine. But you cannot put any of that on you inside the venue. We're not allowing it. The security will take it from you. You know, you just want to make sure we stress that. It's on the flyer. We don't want to have to eject anybody from the building. So that's kind of why we stress that. That's grand prize.
But basically what they're saying for grand prize is, to all you people out there that don't know about a production, when you come out in a production, everybody needs to be in sync together, Miss Day. Everybody needs to move as a routine together. Everybody needs to be dressed alike. Bitch, don't come out here, you sin, bitch, and you all foul for girlfriend at the ball and tell them you want them to walk you out, Miss Day, and they look fierce, bitch, because you're going to get shot. That's what they telling y'all, bitch. Get it together.
Did y'all want to say anything else about sex iron?
You cleaned it up.
All right.
Yep.
The last thing, the category.
Did we talk about Vogue Femme? Oh, Vogue Femme, 8 o'clock, bright and bold colors, staying in your element. Essentially, you know, you guys are going to, when you're Vogue Femme, you know, you're going to be soft and cut on dramatics. All the soft and cuts are going to be soft and cut. And we need you to stay that way. We don't need you to, once you see this girl does this nasty, you know, spin it to a dip and they slam dance on their back, you know, and you try to do the same thing, you call yourself soft. You're battling other soft girls. The judges are going to be instructed to pick the person that stayed in their element who still had the best performance. So if you had to get dramatic to win, The judges are supposed to vote over you that night and give it to the soft and cunt if you're in the soft and cunt line. If you're going to be dramatic, vote dramatic and walk with the dramatic girls. The last soft and cunt and the last dramatic will battle for the cash. So we're asking that you stay in your element because they may mess you up. You may have technically beat the person, but the judges don't pick you because you're not staying in your element.
Like you said, Marcus, it's important for them to remember that this category will be at 8 p.m. sharp because regardless of what category we're in or where we're at, if we're in the middle of a category, we'll continue the category and start lining the folks up. But when the commentators say, you know, 3, 2, 1, category closed, that's it. At 8 o'clock, that's the category, that's it. There'll be no reopening. There'll be no doing it at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, none of that. So please be on time. Again, doors open at 3, ball starts at 5, LSS at 6, folks in will be at 8 o'clock. There should be no reason for nobody not to know that. We will be starting on time.
Right. And, you know, the last part to that is making sure that every category, once the category is closed, no matter your status, no matter who you are, the category is closed.
You know, we are trying to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to compete. You know, we always work hard. We're going to be, if we're lining people up, you know, we definitely plan on doing it how like the Laquaz did it, you know, with one category starting and going through and then lining up the next people to make sure we're not having all of that, you know, lag time. We want to make sure everybody gets a chance to compete. So be prepared for that as well. So once the category is closed, don't even try to get us to come open it. The commentators are not even going to be able to open it. You know, the six of us have decided we're not opening it. So, you know, it is what it is. Don't come reading. It is what it is. That's the first two, you know, that's the basically the first half. The next half, it goes into Designer's Delight. It's basically, Designer's Delight is, you know, older category. Everything needs to be made. It's calling for a three-piece look, inspired, you know, avant-garde look. So you need three different pieces, three different artwork. So either you need mannequins or live models to come out and showcase the work. You know, so that's what that is. Open to all Designer's Delight. The next category is Schoolboy Realness. Can one of y'all talk? Tammy Khan.
Schoolboy Realness, you're campaigning for student government president. Why should we vote for you? So that's basically simple. You know, you're running for, you know, student government president, just real simple.
Right. Don't forget the $100. So one of us will be there collecting the $10 before you walk. So make sure you have your $10. Correct change is appreciated for the pot. And that'll be for, you know, all the Butch Queen Runners categories.
The next category is Butch versus Trans Man Realness with two trophies. That category is calling for a well-groomed, well-dressed, and well-mannered male. So basically, well-dressed, well-groomed, and well-mannered. You know, no pushing, no none of that. You know, it's from G's to G's. That's what we want. The next category is open to all foot and eyewear for two trophies, male figure versus female figure, and one cash of $500. The category is calling for devastating footwear and nasty eyewear, each from a different country and current season. So we are looking for 2011 pieces that are in current season. So everybody knows what season we're in right now. To add some spice, bring it like the legend Robert Allure. For those who are not familiar with Robert, that may be newer, you know, you need to get a DVD or something. You know, he has a certain aura when he walks and how he, you know, storms the stage. We ask that you kind of bring that flavor to the category, to kind of bring it back to how it used to do. We haven't seen foot and eyewear in the Carolinas for this type of money in a long time. So we definitely want people to come and participate because, you know, people actually asked for this. So we want to make sure that we give them what they want. The next category is Run Us With a Twist Part 2. Kelly kind of asked about this earlier, but, you know, again, if you're a legend for Run Us With a Twist, you're walking in gold, head-to-toe gold, all gold. Statement and head-to-toe silver. So whatever you have on needs to be silver. And anything that the judges can see should be silver. Stars and head-to-toe red. And then, you know, for those people who've been calling asking what, you know, status you are, you know, I can't help you with that, so you need to walk it all black. If you're unsure of your status, walk it head to toe black.
And make sure you don't forget the realness part for that. You know, that category is for $300 as well. Thug Realness.
Between Thug Realness is, again, $100 with a $10 pot. The Hamptons will play host to Diddy's annual white party, and this year you've made the guest list. Remember the theme of the party, but staying true to yourself. What will you wear to this grand affair? So, you know, basically a white grand affair playing host to Diddy's annual white party. So,
and all you Thug Realnesses is out there that's walking this category, honey. Please go get a new white suit or a new white outfit, bitch. Don't come out there with no dingy motherfucking white. Bitch, when they say an all-white party, it's not dingy white that look half yellow. It's white, bitch. Y'all will get chopped.
Okay. The next category is Butch Queen Body.
Butch Queen Body, Muscular versus Mario, two trophies. Queen Latifah said, "Don't make me wait. Come into our house and give me body. On tonight, we want to see how good the gym has been to you. So hit the floor and show off those biceps, triceps, and abs in designer briefs. Don't forget to bring your small props, such as weightlifting belts, barbells, etc." So very simple designer briefs of your choice. And remember to have some type of, you know, small prop with you to add, you know, a little flavor to the category. And again, it's Muscular versus Mattel's.
The next category is female figure performance for $150, three trophies, and, you know, $150.
We've had Barbies and Bratz and a collection of many other dolls that have hit the store shelves. Tonight brings a look at your favorite doll, and as you perform, serve all the elements with an unbothered attitude. Earlier, I received a call. Someone was asking about, you know, can they do Nicki Minaj as their favorite doll or whatever the case may be. And I guess, you know, Nicki Minaj refers to herself as a doll or whatever the case may be. But we're asking you to, you know, recreate or reinvent your, you know, favorite doll or whatever and bring it just as that. Not as a hip-hop icon or you know, rap star or whatever the case may be. That's if we bring it as a doll.
Well, a lot of the girls shouldn't be walking that category because a lot of them don't got five elements.
Yeah. The next category is Pretty Boy Realness. Pretty Boy Realness, again, don't forget your $10 pot. But basically say every pretty boy does something to keep themselves, you know, pretty, you know, to keep themselves well manicured. So tonight we want you in head to toe black. And we want you to bring something that basically helps you remain pretty, whether that's your clippers, you know, a moisturizer you may use in your face, something like that. For those guys that wear makeup that work Pretty Boy Realness, there will be baby wipes a bit available, you know, to clear up any things. We don't want that tonight. So, again, there'll be baby wipes just to kind of alarm you or warn you if you plan on walking with that on, you know. Just kind of let you know.
Oh, shit. And they want y'all pretty. No baby wipes. I like that.
Yeah. The next category is Butch Queen European Runway.
Simply Fashion, bring us a ready-to-wear look to the runway. We want to see battles of the fashionista. A best dress look is required. No face paint, makeup, spray paint, glitter, or bizarre props aren't even simply needed. And at the end of the night, you will be sent. Left serve essentials or undeniable look, unbothered attitude, and a devastating stride. Tonight is the fashion war. So make sure you have a best dressed look. Don't over-accessorize at this time. We just want to see as you could be walking a best dressed category.
Yep. The next category is Obitoff Sneaker versus Sneaker for $200. It's calling for an exclusive store-bought sneaker, and you must come with your receipt. You know, so we need a store receipt that's matching the shoe that you purchased. It must be exclusive. It must be fab, and it must be hot. So bring the sneaker and the receipt to the ball. That's for $200.
And we will be matching the serial code numbers from the receipt to the box.
The next category is Women versus Femme Queen Body.
However, since I'm a queen body, most often we get to see the ladies battle with little to no clothes on. Tonight, we're looking to have the more professional model. So let's see your body in a two-piece business suit. So again, we're asking for a two-piece business suit, whether that's a skirt in the top, a jacket or whatever, or it can be pants in the top, as long as it's a business suit. And again, that's two trophies, women versus twin queens.
Cool. That's simple. And the last category of the night is Butch Queen All-American. All-American is calling for a wicked couture look inspired, you know, basically inspired by, you know, the things that you've seen the European girls do this year. So we want you to keep your walk masculine, but we want you to bring a wicked couture look, European look. So that's that category. Again, we want to let everybody know that that's the order categories, but we reserve the right at any point to move up or, you know, move the categories around, cash categories around, as we see fit to make sure that the cash is given away. Again, we're starting on time. If everybody's there or not, you know, we're starting, you know, with or without you. For certain people, it's, you know, important that you're there just so you won't miss it. You miss your category, a lot of things, you know, there will be no exceptions made. The best part about this is, you know, it's six of us doing the ball from five different houses. So again, a lot of our members are coming. If we're not going to make exceptions for them, we're not going to make any exceptions for anyone else either. So, you know, this kind of is the check and balances system. You know, everyone will have the opportunity to compete in a fair and impartial place. The last part is that we've hand selected our judges, and we're, you know, basing it off of, you know, their reputation and, you know, what they've given and things that we think will be fair and unbiased. And for that reason, we will not, you know, judges' decisions are final. You know, there's no even no point to even come bring it up. It is final. In the history of the Carolina Awards Ball, we've never brought anyone back, so you probably won't be the first. If the, you know, once the judge chops you, it's a chop. We'll explain the category to them if they need explanation, but if they say it's a chop, we're not bringing you back, so don't even ask us. Anything else y'all want to say about that?
No, you clean it. So when you get chopped, don't go get your mother and your father and have them come running up on the stage on me asking why you got chopped. If a chop is a chop, we'll see you at the Rumble on Sunday.
Yes, definitely. You know, and we will be monitoring what the judges are doing.
You know, we do believe that, you know, people make mistakes, but at the end of the day, it's ultimately their, you know, we believe in our judges that we've picked. So again, we will be monitoring. We're not fools. We will be making sure that we don't believe any shady stuff is going on. But at the end of the day, we're going to respect our judges' decision because, you know, they are who they are, and they will be a respected judges panel varying from various regions across the country. If you're from, you know, wherever you're from, there will more than likely be somebody representing you, per se, or your area. So don't feel as though if you're coming from the Midwest, we have Midwest judges. We have people from the North. We have people from the South. We have people from the West. We have male figures. We have female figures. From every gender, you know, every part of the barroom scene will be represented on the judges panel who we feel are qualified to judge. So with that in mind, you know, it's going to be fair. As much as, we can control. Again, if you need a table, definitely let us know. We're in some very low single digits. You know, we want to make sure we can accommodate everybody. Our tables will be properly adorned. So with that, you know, once we sell what we've, you know, set to sell and allow, you know, we can't add anything. And we also, for that type of people, once we reach that number and your house comes to the door and they'll have a table, you know, I wouldn't even feel right selling you a table and not putting the stuff on it, so it's not even going to be an option. So if you need a table, we're telling you now we're low. Please contact Robert Allure or Jerry Chanel to get your tables paid for if you like one.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much, you know, covered the basics and everything. We're just looking forward to everybody coming out, having a fabulous time. I'm sure many of you came out last year and witnessed the very first Butch Queen Up and Drags recipient for $1,000. And again, congratulations to Ayoki Chanel. So I know everybody's, you know, eager to come and see who's going to walk home with this $1,500 for Butch Queen Sex Iron along with all the other cast categories. So, you know, we can't stress enough, and it's been announced several times here on the radio show, and you've seen it on Walk For Me Wednesdays and the flyers and everything, this ball does start on time. It will start on time. It will start on time. So we ask everybody that's coming from far away, nearby, to do everything you can to get there on time. So we will definitely get through all the categories and have a great night. Security will be in the building, of course, and there will be no smoking in the building. We do have a designated smoking area that we will allow everybody to go and smoke and everything of that nature. So, you know, and if there's any problems or whatever the case may be, feel free to see one of us, myself, Ethan Blani, Robert Allure, Jerry Chanel, Marcus Escada, Chicken Ebony. We'll be more than welcome to you know, accommodate everyone as best we can.
We have a caller, private caller. You're live on the air.
Yeah, this is Shadira. Did you guys find out why Erica is a legend yet?
All right, y'all. Back to y'all.
Oh.
That's all I have.
Well, we look forward to seeing everybody. For host hotel information, you know, you guys, anything in Uptown Charlotte would be, you know, nice. A lot of people are staying by South Park Mall, mainly because of the restaurants and the mall area, you know, kind of give everybody something to do. You know, it's Ebony weekend, it's Chanel weekend, it's a lot going on. A lot of people will be there from, you know, a lot of other out-of-town houses. The response has been massive. So, you know, for those who are flying in, you know, you're flying into Charlotte, Douglas International Airport, hotels by there. Someone just told me that they did they price lined their room and got it for $45 at like a 3.5-star hotel in Uptown Charlotte, which is, you know, really good. It's a lot to eat over there as well and, you know, walk around. So, you know, everything should be pretty much affordable. The ball is about 15 to 20 minutes away from Uptown Charlotte. So you can kind of plan accordingly with that. But, you know, that's kind of the excuse me. That's kind of the everything we needed to know. Kelly, did you have any questions? Or?
Oh, no, I don't have no questions, baby. I got the flyer. I know the categories, honey.
Cool.
I don't have no questions. They need to make sure they get all the questions. They need to get answers, bitch. Because if they don't, bitch, that's that.
And also, for those that will be staying in town, because there's going to be a lot of things going on throughout the weekend, for those staying in town, there will be the Rumble the next night at the Ultra Lounge, same place as where the Rumble was at the next night after the Awards Ball last year. So, you know, flyers on Walk For Me and circulating on Facebook and things of that nature. So for those that are staying, that ball will start at 11 p.m., so we're asking everybody to, you know, be on time and, you know, act accordingly.
Yes, be on time. Oh, and I got another thing I have to tell the girls. Oh, my God, this works me, and I know it probably works other people, you know, because I know I'm going to be at the door on Sunday at the Rumble, and this works me. Bitch, if you know that you are, I'm not even going to say bum bitch, but if you know you don't have the coins to pay to get into the function, and your girlfriend is paying for you and a bunch of other people, please let the person with the money get searched first. Bum bitches get searched first, and then I gotta sit there and wait for the person with the money to collect the money for them. Let the person with the money get searched first, please.
Okay.
Time and process.
Definitely. The last part, you know, we definitely, you know, we're looking forward to everybody coming in. If they have any questions, you know, feel free to call us or text us. We all try to reply back in a prompt manner. You know, if you get multiple, you know, if you send it multiple times, I'm sure you'll get an answer pretty shortly. You know, we're asking everybody to come in peace.
Charlotte is one of those cities to where, you know, when if something happens and you have to go to jail for fighting or getting put out or whatever, you know, there is no bond court on the weekend, so you'll be sitting there on Monday. So this is not the place to come and fight. The police station is right there, you know, seconds away from the ball. We don't want problems. You know, again, we haven't had any problems, you know, ever, but we want to make sure to continue that, making sure that everybody comes in peace.
Because, you know, it'll definitely be a night. It's $5,000 that we're giving away total. We have the $5,000, and we want to see, you know, especially the sex sirens. We want to give them the opportunity to shine and, you know, become the largest grand prize sex siren person, you know, for a butch queen to kind of be out there right now. So that's definitely our plan. So sex sirens, get ready.
That's all we got to say.
That was short. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, well, if that's all y'all got to say, honey, baby, we're going to play the commercial once again, honey, and we're going to get up out of here, honey, and I'll see y'all all in North Kakalaki, honey, on Saturday, honey. Y'all can say goodnight to the girls. I'm going to play the commercial one more time, and we out of here.
All right, goodnight. Thank you, Kelly, again, too.
Yeah, goodnight, everyone, and thanks again, Kelly. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the Hassan Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Okay? Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club you go in tonight, please make sure you do. Practice safe sex. The life you save will definitely be your out. Shout out to my Banshee Con girlfriend, Miss 15, in the chat room. Shout out to my girlfriend, Miss motherfucking Lisa, up in the motherfucking chat room, Father Blonick. Honey, shout out to all my other girls up in the chat room and everything and everybody that's on the phone lines. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen sex size, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway figure, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen schoolboy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen pretty boy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen executive realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen thug realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't have a warning.
The icon, James Kahn, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Sheldon Kahn.
Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonalore. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The Icon James Khan presents the cocktail party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
I'm like, fuck you and I'm fuck. Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
The runway.